I need you to stop everything you're doing right now and listen very carefully, because what I'm about to tell you is going to sound completely insane. It's going to sound like a contradiction. It's going to make you question whether the financial system is even real anymore. But every single word I'm about to say is documented. Every number I give you is verified. And by the end of this video, you are going to understand why the biggest bank on Wall Street is playing the most dangerous game in financial history. Here's the headline that just hit the wires. Marco Kalanovich, former chief strategist and co-head of global research at JP Morgan, just went public with a warning that silver is about to crash 50%. He's calling for silver to drop from $110 per ounce down to $55, a 50% collapse. He's not hedging. He's not saying maybe. He's saying it's coming. And he's saying it with the kind of confidence that makes retail investors panic, sell everything they own. But here's what they're not telling you. While this former insider is screaming that silver is going to crash, JP Morgan, the actual bank, the institution he used to work for, is doing something completely different. They're not selling silver. They're not shorting it. They're not betting on a collapse. They're taking delivery of physical metal, aggressively, in the largest quantities we've ever seen. According to the first delivery report of 2026 from the CME Group, JP Morgan is standing for maximum physical delivery. They are converting paper contracts into actual bars of silver and moving those bars into their vaults. While their former strategist tells you to sell, the bank is buying. While he warns of a crash, they're accumulating the physical asset. So what's really going on here? Is this a mistake? Is this a miscommunication between an old employee and the current management? Or is this the oldest trick in the Wall Street playbook? Talk down the price while you accumulate the asset. Scare retail investors into selling so institutions can buy cheap. Create panic so you can profit from the chaos. Today is Tuesday, January the 27th, 2026. And we are going to expose exactly what JP Morgan is hiding. We're going to show you the delivery data. We're going to show you the official forecasts. We're going to show you the physical versus paper price gap. And we're going to explain why this warning, this 50% crash call, might be the biggest manipulation attempt we've seen in the silver market in over a decade. If you're here because you want the truth, if you're tired of being lied to by banks and analysts who profit when you lose, hit subscribe right now. Drop a comment, even just our John AG, because we're about to blow the lid off this thing. And the mainstream media will never tell you this story. They'll report the warning. They'll amplify the fear. But they won't show you what the bank is actually doing behind the scenes. We will. Let's start with the warning itself, because you need to understand exactly what Marco Kalanovich said and why it's getting so much attention. Marco Kalanovich is not some random blogger. He's not a YouTuber making clickbait predictions. This is a man who spent years at the highest levels of JP Morgan. He was the chief market strategist. He was co-head of global research. He advised institutional clients managing trillions of dollars. His reports moved markets. His forecasts influenced central bank policy. This is a heavyweight. And on January 27th, 2026, he came out and said that silver's rally is not sustainable. He said the move from $25 to over $100 is not being driven by fundamentals. He said it's speculative mania. He said, and I'm paraphrasing his language here, that meme traders are attempting to take over the market. He compared the silver rally to GameStop. He compared it to AMC. He said retail investors who don't understand the market are pushing prices to irrational levels, and when the music stops, the price is going to collapse. He's calling for $55 per ounce by the second half of 2026. Now, let me translate that for you. When a former JP Morgan strategist uses the term meme traders, what he's really saying is, you're stupid. When he says the rally isn't based on fundamentals, what he's really saying is, you don't know what you're doing. And when he predicts a 50% crash, what he's really doing is trying to scare you into selling so someone else can buy. But let's examine his argument. Is silver actually in a bubble? Is this rally irrational, or are there legitimate reasons why silver went from $25 to over $100 in just over a year? First, let's talk about supply. Silver mine production has been essentially flat for the last 5 years. We're producing around 850 million ounces per year globally. That number hasn't moved. Meanwhile, demand has exploded. Industrial demand for silver, which is driven by solar panels, electric vehicles, electronics, and 5G infrastructure, hit 1.2 billion ounces in 2025. That's a structural deficit of 350 million ounces per year. Every single year, the world is consuming more silver than it's mining. That deficit has to come from somewhere. It comes from above-ground inventories, from recycling, and from higher prices that incentivize more supply. Second, let's talk about the physical versus paper disconnect. On January 1st, 2026, while the COMEX futures market was quoting silver at around $72 per ounce, physical silver in Japan was clearing at $130 per ounce. In Kuwait, $106. In South Korea, $97. These are not premiums. These are different markets. The paper market, where speculators trade contracts, is showing one price. The physical market, where real buyers need actual metal, is showing a completely different price. That's not a meme. That's a supply crisis. Third, let's talk about China. On January 1st, 2026, China implemented the most aggressive silver export controls in modern history. They reclassified silver as a strategic dual-use metal. That means it's now in the same category as rare earth elements and defense-critical materials. You cannot export silver from China without explicit government approval, and only 44 companies have been granted licenses for the next 2 years. China processes and refines more than half of the world's silver supply. When China cuts off exports, they cut off global supply. That's not speculation, that's geopolitics. So when Marko Kalanovich says the silver rally is driven by meme traders and not fundamentals, he's either lying or he's ignoring the data. And I don't think he's ignoring the data. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He's creating fear. He's creating doubt. And he's doing it at the perfect moment. Right after silver hit all-time highs. Right when retail investors are feeling greedy. Right when they're most vulnerable to manipulation. But here's the part that should make you suspicious. Marko Kalanovich no longer works for JP Morgan. He left the firm. He's a former strategist. His views do not represent the bank's official position. And when you look at what JP Morgan is actually saying, when you look at their official forecasts, the story is completely different. JP Morgan's current head of precious metal strategy, Greg Shearer, released a forecast on December 12, 2025. He said silver would average $56 per ounce in 2026 and rise toward $58 by the fourth quarter, not $55, not a 50% crash. He's calling for prices to stay elevated and trend higher. That's the official JP Morgan forecast. That's the view of the analysts who are currently advising the bank's clients. So why is a former strategist calling for a crash while the current team is calling for higher prices? And why is the bank itself, the actual institution, taking physical delivery like there's no tomorrow? The answer is manipulation. And it's not even subtle. It's right there in front of you. They want you to sell. They want you scared. Because while you're selling, they're buying. And when the price goes to $200, $300, $500 per ounce, they will own the metal. And you will own nothing. Let's talk about actions. Not words. Actions. Because words are cheap. Forecasts are cheap. Warnings are cheap. But when a bank takes physical delivery of millions of ounces of silver, that's real. That's money. That's commitment. And that's exactly what JP Morgan is doing right now. According to the first CME Group delivery report of 2026, released in early January, JP Morgan's house account stood for massive physical delivery on the January silver futures contract. We're talking about over 1,000 contracts in a single day. Each contract represents 5,000 ounces. That's 5 million ounces of silver in one day. And that's just what we can see in the public data. The actual accumulation could be much larger. Now, for those unfamiliar with how futures markets work, let me explain what standing for delivery means. When you buy a silver futures contract, you have two options. You can close the position before expiration and take your profit or loss in cash. Or you can stand for delivery, which means you actually take possession of the physical metal. Most traders, probably 99% of traders, close their positions. They don't want the metal. They're just speculating on price. But when a major institution like JP Morgan stands for delivery, it means they're not speculating. They're accumulating. They want the bars. They want the physical asset. And JP Morgan isn't just doing this once. They've been doing this consistently for years. Between 2012 and 2019, analysts like Ted Butler documented JP Morgan accumulating somewhere between 500 million and 700 million ounces of physical silver. They were buying while the price was being suppressed. They were buying when everyone else was selling. They were buying when silver was at $14, $16, $20 per ounce. And now, in 2026, with silver trading above $100, they're still buying. They're not selling. They're not shorting. They're taking delivery. Why? Because they know something you don't. They know the physical market is broken. They know the paper market is a lie. And they know that when the system finally admits it can't deliver metal at these suppressed prices, the real price is going to explode. Let me give you another piece of evidence. On December 26, 2025, the New York Federal Reserve delivered a $17 billion emergency cash injection to an unnamed bank. $17 billion. On December 26th, while everyone was on Christmas vacation, the Fed doesn't do that unless there's a serious problem. And the rumor, the speculation that's been circulating in financial circles, is that this injection was related to a major bank facing margin stress on a large silver short position. Now, I can't prove that JP Morgan was the recipient. The Fed doesn't disclose that information. But the timing is suspicious. Silver had just spiked to all-time highs. Volatility was off the charts. And suddenly the Fed is injecting $17 billion into the system. That's not normal. That's a crisis intervention. And here's where it gets even more interesting. They closed all their shorts, they went net long, and they started accumulating physical metal. That's not a minor adjustment. That's a complete strategic reversal. And when the largest bank on Wall Street, the bank that was fined $920 million for precious metals, manipulation in 2020 completely reverses their position, you should pay attention. Because they don't make that kind of move unless they know something big is coming. Current estimates, and these are based on tracking warehouse receipts and vault movements, put JP Morgan's physical silver holdings at approximately 750 million ounces. 750 million ounces. That's more than a year's worth of global mine production. That's more silver than any single entity has held since the Hunt brothers tried to corner the market in 1980. And unlike the Hunt brothers, who relied on leverage and paper contracts, JP Morgan is holding the actual metal. So let me ask you a question. If JP Morgan believed silver was going to crash 50%, would they be accumulating 750 million ounces? Would they be taking maximum delivery? Would they be sitting on a position worth over $80 billion at current prices? No, they would be selling. They would be shorting. They would be getting out. But they're not. They're doing the exact opposite. And that tells you everything you need to know about their real forecast. The warning is a lie. The warning is manipulation. And if you fall for it, if you sell your physical silver because a former strategist who no longer works at the bank tells you to, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. Now let's talk about how this scam works. Because it's important that you understand the mechanics. You need to understand how banks can control the paper price while the physical market is screaming shortage. You need to understand how they can issue warnings about a crash while simultaneously accumulating the asset. The key is the futures market, specifically the COMEX silver futures contract in New York. This is where the so-called official price of silver is set. This is the number you see on Bloomberg. This is the number your dealer uses as a reference when you buy or sell physical metal. And this is the number that JP Morgan and other large banks can manipulate with paper contracts. Here's how it works. When you trade a silver futures contract on the COMEX, you're not buying silver. You're buying a contract that represents silver. It's a derivative. It's a piece of paper, or more accurately, a digital entry in an exchange database that says you have the right to receive 5,000 ounces of silver at a future date if you choose to take delivery. But most traders never take delivery. They just trade the contract. They speculate on the price. And when they're done, they close the position for cash. This creates a system where the vast majority of silver trading is not real silver. It's paper silver. It's synthetic. And because it's synthetic, the supply is essentially unlimited. JP Morgan can sell 1 million ounces of paper silver with a few keystrokes. They don't need to have 1 million ounces of physical metal. They just need margin capital to back the trade. And if everyone is trading paper, if no one is demanding physical delivery, the fraud works. The price gets suppressed. And the banks profit. But here's the problem. The system only works as long as people trust the paper. The system only works as long as the physical market and the paper market stay connected. And right now, in 2026, that connection is breaking. On January 1st, 2026, COMEX silver futures were trading at $72 per ounce. That was the official price. That was the number on the screen. But physical silver in Japan was trading at $130 per ounce. That's an 80% premium. 80%. That's not a normal premium. That's not supply and demand finding equilibrium. That's two different markets operating in two different realities. In Shanghai, physical silver premiums exceeded $8 per ounce above COMEX prices. In Kuwait, dealers were paying $106. In South Korea, $97. Even in the United States, premiums on American silver eagles and other coins were at record levels. Dealers were selling eagles for $110, $115, $120 when the spot price was showing $95. This is what we call the Great Divorce. The paper market and the physical market are no longer speaking to each other. And the reason is simple. There's not enough physical silver to meet demand at these paper prices. Let's look at the inventory data. As of January 9th, 2026, COMEX registered inventories, that's the silver available for immediate delivery against futures contracts, have plummeted by over 70% since 2020. We're talking about a collapse from hundreds of millions of ounces down to just tens of millions, and the drain is accelerating. Between early January and mid-January 2026, 33.45 million ounces were physically withdrawn for delivery from COMEX vaults. That's 26% of registered inventory in a single week. When you see that kind of drain, it tells you one thing. People don't trust the paper anymore. They want the metal. And when everyone wants the metal at the same time, the price should explode. but the paper price stays controlled because the banks can manipulate it with margin hikes. And that's exactly what happened. On January 7th, 2026, the CME Group, which operates the COMEX, announced a massive 47% increase in silver futures margin requirements. They raised the maintenance margin from $22,000 per contract to $32,500. That is an additional $10,500 per contract that every trader had to come up with immediately or face forced liquidation. This is the kill switch. This is how they crash the price without actually changing the fundamentals. You make it too expensive for anyone to hold their position. You force liquidation, and the price drops, not because silver is less valuable, but because traders can't afford the margin. And who benefits from this? The banks that are short, the banks that need to cover their positions, the banks like JP Morgan who, oh wait, JP Morgan isn't short anymore. They flipped, they're long now. So who got hurt by this margin hike? Retail traders, small speculators, people who were betting on silver going higher. They got wiped out, their positions were liquidated, and who was standing there ready to buy? JP Morgan. Taking delivery, accumulating physical metal while the paper price was being crushed. This is the playbook. This is how they do it. They manipulate the paper price down with margin hikes and futures selling. They scare retail investors with warnings from former strategists, and then they buy the physical metal at artificially suppressed prices. It's the greatest wealth transfer scheme in modern finance. And it's happening right now, in real time, while most people are completely oblivious. So what happens next? Because if you're holding physical silver, or if you're thinking about buying, you need to understand where this is going. You need to understand what happens when the paper market finally admits it's broken. There are three possible scenarios. Let's walk through each one. Scenario one, the system resets higher. In this scenario, the COMEX and the banks admit that the physical market is tight, they admit that inventories are drained, and they allow the price to rise to a level that actually reflects supply and demand. That could mean silver at $150, $200, $300 or higher. The paper and physical markets reconverge. The shorts cover. The manipulation ends. And the real price is revealed. This is the best case scenario for physical holders. This is the scenario where everyone who held through the volatility, through the margin hikes, through the manipulation, wins big. But for this to happen, the banks have to voluntarily give up control. And based on everything we've seen, they're not ready to do that. They're fighting this with everything they have. Scenario two, the divorce becomes permanent. In this scenario, the paper price and the physical price never converge. Instead, we end up with two parallel markets. The COMEX continues to trade paper contracts at suppressed prices, maybe $50, $60, $70, but nobody cares because the physical market has moved on. Physical silver trades at $150, $200, $250 in dealer networks, private markets, and offshore exchanges. The paper market becomes irrelevant. It becomes a sideshow for gamblers who don't understand that they're trading something that doesn't exist. I actually think this is the most likely scenario. Because once trust is broken, it's almost impossible to get it back. And trust in the paper market is evaporating. Every margin hike, every forced liquidation, every warning from a bank strategist pushes more people out of paper and into physical. And once that shift happens, there's no going back. In this scenario, the people holding physical silver win. The people holding paper contracts, ETFs, unallocated accounts, they lose. Because when the system settles in cash instead of metal, they get paid at the suppressed paper price, not the real physical price. They get $55 per ounce when the metal is worth $200. Scenario three, force majeure and system collapse. This is the most dramatic scenario. In this case, demand for physical delivery completely overwhelms the available supply in the COMEX vaults. Contract holders standing for delivery exceed the registered inventory. The exchange is forced to declare force majeure, which means they cannot fulfill their delivery obligations. Contracts that were supposed to result in physical silver get settled in cash instead, at the suppressed paper price, against the contract holder's wishes. When this happens, the credibility of the COMEX as a pricing mechanism is destroyed. Because if the exchange that's supposed to set the price can't actually deliver the metal, what authority does that price have? None. The paper price becomes meaningless, and the physical price, which is set by actual buyers and sellers who are transacting real metal, becomes the only price that matters. In this scenario, the paper price could crash to $50 while the physical price explodes to $500. The two markets completely detach, and anyone holding paper is left with a cash settlement that's worth a fraction of what the actual metal is worth. This almost happened in March 2020 during the COVID panic. The gold and silver futures markets nearly broke because logistics for physical delivery became impossible. The premium on physical coins spiked to record levels. The system came within days of a force majeure declaration. They avoided it through emergency measures, but it was very close. And right now, in 2026, we're seeing similar stress. The $17 billion Fed injection on December 26th suggests that someone, somewhere, is in trouble. The 80% physical premiums in Asia suggest that the paper price has lost all credibility. And the fact that JP Morgan is aggressively taking delivery suggests they know what's coming. When you put all of this together, when you look at the inventory drain, the physical premiums, the margin hikes, the bank accumulation, the Fed injections, you can only come to one conclusion. The paper silver market is dying. It might take another few months, it might take a year, but the end is near. And when it happens, the people holding physical metal will be on the right side of history. The people who listened to Marko Kalanovich and sold will be on the wrong side. Now let's address the elephant in the room. What does JP Morgan actually forecast for silver? Not a former employee, not an ex-strategist, but the current team, the people who are advising the bank's institutional clients right now. According to JP Morgan's official commodity outlook released in December 2025, silver prices are expected to average $56 per ounce in 2026, rising toward $58 by the fourth quarter. That's the baseline forecast. That's what they're telling pension funds, hedge funds, and sovereign wealth clients. But there's more. Greg Shearer, who is the current head of base and precious metals strategy at JP Morgan, put out a note on January 2nd, 2026, warning about near-term volatility. He said, and I'm quoting here, "Programmatic mean reversion and index rebalancing will likely exert downward pressure on silver as it tests the $65 to $68 support levels." Now, let me translate that for you. What he's saying is that because silver has outperformed so much in 2025, passive index funds are going to have to sell silver to rebalance their portfolios, and that selling pressure could push the price down temporarily. He's talking about technical selling, not fundamental weakness. But here's what's interesting. He's not calling for $55. He's not calling for a 50% crash. He's talking about support at $65 to $68. Then he says silver could rise toward $58 by year end. That's still bullish. That's still higher than where paper silver is trading right now on a manipulated basis. So the official JP Morgan forecast is bullish. The current head of precious metals strategy is bullish. The only person calling for a crash is a guy who doesn't work there anymore. And let's be honest, if JP Morgan really believed silver was going to crash 50%, they would not be taking physical delivery. They would not be sitting on 750 million ounces. They would not have flipped from short to long. They would be selling. They would be getting out. But they're not. They're accumulating. And that tells you everything you need to know about what they really believe. This warning from Marko Kalanovich is not analysis. It's marketing. It's manipulation. It's designed to shake out weak hands so the strong hands, the institutions, the banks, the people who know what's really happening, can accumulate more at lower prices. And here's the proof. On January 5th, 2026, after all the margin hikes, after all the warnings, after all the fear, silver bounced. Hard. It surged from $75 back to $80 in a single day. The market tested the support levels Greg Shearer talked about and rejected them. The physical buyers stepped in. The demand is real, and the paper manipulation couldn't hold it down. So what's the real forecast? What's actually going to happen to silver in 2026? I can't give you financial advice. I can't tell you what to buy or sell, but I can tell you what the data is showing. The data is showing that physical supply is tight. The data is showing that industrial demand is exploding. The data is showing that China is cutting off exports. The data is showing that COMEX inventories are draining, and the data is showing that the largest bank on Wall Street is aggressively accumulating physical metal while telling the public to sell. If you can't connect those dots, if you can't see what's happening, I don't know what else to tell you. Let's bring this home. Let's talk about what you should actually do with this information, because understanding the manipulation is only valuable if it changes your actions. First, if you're holding physical silver, do not panic. Do not let a warning from a former JP Morgan strategist shake you out of your position. Remember, actions speak louder than words, and the bank's actions are showing accumulation, not distribution. They're buying while telling you to sell. That should tell you everything you need to know. Second, if you're thinking about buying silver, understand that the premium over spot is not a ripoff. It's the market telling you what physical silver actually costs. Yes, it's frustrating to pay $120 when the screen says $95, but the screen is lying. The dealer price is the truth. And if you wait for the paper price and the physical price to converge before you buy, you might never get the chance because by the time they converge, the price might be $200 or $300. Third, avoid paper silver. Do not buy SLV or any other ETF unless you are absolutely certain you can redeem for physical metal. Do not buy unallocated accounts. Do not trade futures unless you understand that you're playing in a rigged casino. If you want silver exposure, buy physical coins, physical bars, and store them yourself or in allocated storage where you own specific identified pieces. Fourth, understand that this could take time. The shorts are desperate. The banks are manipulating. They're using every tool they have. Margin hikes, forced liquidation, media warnings. They're fighting this to the bitter end. It could be months. It could be years. But the fundamentals are in place. Supply is finite. Demand is exploding. And the physical paper divorce is accelerating. Time is on your side if you hold the physical metal. Every month that goes by, more silver gets consumed in solar panels and electric vehicles and electronics. More inventories get drained. More people realize the paper price is fake. And eventually, the dam breaks. Fifth, share this information. If you found value in this breakdown, if you understand what's really happening, share this video. Send it to friends. Post it on social media. Leave a comment. Hit subscribe. Because the mainstream media will not tell you this story, they will amplify Marko Kalanovich's warning. They will tell you silver is a bubble. They will tell you to sell. But they won't show you that JP Morgan is taking delivery. They won't show you the inventory drain. They won't show you the physical premiums. They won't show you the $17 billion Fed injection. They won't connect the dots. Because connecting the dots exposes the fraud. And exposing the fraud threatens the system. So it's up to us. It's up to channels like this. It's up to independent researchers. It's up to you to spread the word. Because this is the story of our time. This is the greatest wealth transfer in commodity market history. And it's happening right now in real time. Here's the bottom line. JP Morgan's former strategist says silver will crash 50%. But JP Morgan itself is accumulating 750 million ounces of physical metal. One of these things is true. One of these things is manipulation. And if you can't figure out which one, you're going to lose money. The warning is a trap. The accumulation is the truth. And when the system finally breaks, when the paper market admits it can't deliver, the people holding physical silver will be the only ones left standing. So hold your metal. Ignore the noise. Understand the game. And prepare for the moment when the paper illusion collapses and the physical reality takes over. Because that moment is coming. I don't know if it's next month or next year, but it's coming. And when it does, the people who listen to JP Morgan's actions instead of their former strategist's words will be on the right side of history. Thank you for watching. Thank you for seeking the truth. Subscribe, share, and I'll see you in the next one. The warning is a lie, the accumulation is real, and the endgame has already begun.